WHND Honeywood Tid DeVere sunshine today with a high of 45 degrees. Barb's coming up in 60 seconds, but I promise you that Lithuanian humor. All right, are you ready for it? All right, a guy goes to put his savings in the bank and he asks, what happens if the bank fails? And the clerk says, in that case, your savings would be insured by the National Bank of the Soviet Union. He says, but what if that bank fails? And he says, you'd lose all your money, but it would be worth it, wouldn't it?
Nissan started a few years ago with cold rolled steel and a hot idea to build the best. The result was the Turbo Z, and a revolution as Nissan kept on building the best. The best sports sedan, Maxima. The best sports utility vehicle, the four-door Pathfinder. The best sports car value, 240SX. And the best of performance, styling, and affordability in a sedan, the 1991 Sentra. In two short years, an entirely new lineup of cars that captured the imagination of people who love to drive and the highest honors the press has to offer. With Nissan Turbo Z and Sentra SER making Car and Driver's 10 Best list, Z, Turbo Z, Maxima, and Sentra XE capturing 4 out of Road and Track's 10 Best in category, and 240SX and Turbo Z named Automobile Magazine All-Stars. 17 major awards in the last 2 years, more than any other car maker. Nissan. We started out making a car. We ended up making history.
All right, I'm going to stay away from that Lithuanian humor, and I want to talk about my sister later. I am.
Honey News 621. Good morning, I'm Barbara Cusack. It's going to be gorgeous out. Sunny and 45 for today. 29 as you're heading out to work. Pat on the back for the U.S. and Canada by President Bush. He thinks the two countries are doing something decent by agreeing to sharply reduce pollution that causes acid rain. Bush and Canadian Prime Minister Mulroney signed an agreement to that effect yesterday in Ottawa. It guarantees that air quality will never again be taken for granted. Turning to the Middle East, President Bush was upbeat in talking about Secretary of Baker's swing.
I think that the secretary feels that the climate is now better than it's been in a long time for making progress.
Western hostages being held in Lebanon will be the focus of talks today between Secretary of State Baker and Lebanon's foreign minister, 6 of 13 Americans. The group includes AP correspondent Terry Anderson, who on Saturday begins his 7th year of captivity. The hostages are believed held by Iranian-backed Hezbollah. Chrysler wants to downsize its board of directors from 8 to 13. That would boot out UAW President Owen Bieber. Bieber thinks that it would be a mistake. Chrysler boss Iacocca gave Bieber a seat on the board 10 years ago when the company was near collapse. He wanted Bieber to help cut costs involving the union more in running Chrysler. The beer industry has been loving the free publicity it's been getting from Desert Storm soldiers, saying they just couldn't wait to get home and pop the top on a cold one. Brewers aren't about to exploit the Gulf War, though, being somewhat cautious in efforts to cash in on this mini beer boom. The storm's wrath we were spared really socked it to others. Thousands still struggling without power this morning, where snow, ice, and high winds have torn down power lines in the Midwest. About 100,000 customers in central Indiana in the dark because of snow and freezing rain. A foot of snow fell on Dubuque, Iowa, where police say highways are packed with ice and snow. We'll check out sports next on Honey.
Last month, I made a long-distance call from a payphone to the home office. Then I got a bill from some operator service company I've never heard of for twice the AT&T price. What's going on here?
When you make a long-distance call and you don't hear AT&T after the... hang up, dial 10-ATT0, then the area code and number. You get the AT&T service you want and prices you expect.
You just gotta listen.
AT&T.
Comparison based on bill charges and surcharges of alternate operator service companies.
In Honey Sports, Michigan beaten by Colorado in the National Invitation Tournament contest yesterday, 71-64. That's it for their season. NCAA tournament play beginning today with the first 16 of the 63-game tourney. The Big Ten has reprimanded and censured Indiana coach Bobby Knight and Illinois coach Lou Henson, two violating the league rule on conduct, exchanging verbal snipes after a game on Sunday. Joe Dumars netted 26 points for the Pistons as Detroit downed Charlotte 94-83. Nestle Invitational begins today in Orlando, Florida. LPGA players teeing off in Vegas tomorrow. Detroit weather, a sunny one, a high of 45, a clear 25 tonight, sunny and 48 for tomorrow. Right now, it's 29. I'm Barbara Cusack, Honey News, and now more music with Ted Richards.
Thank you, Barb. And guess who was born today a long time ago? Albert Einstein.
Oh, it's his birthday, too?
Yeah, it is.
Well, if he'd still be alive, it would be his birthday.
Yeah, right. He was born today in 1879. And too bad he's not around today because a little moose would help keep his hair down. Hey, oh, it's 6:25. Wake up, America.
I got a girl named Bo.